Hey, how about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com coming at you with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. Today I'm going to talk about something that may not have a lot of people fired up, but I think it's a really big piece of news to come out just recently that Shell Pennzoil has re-upped its deal with Team Penske to sponsor the Cup Series car with Joey Logano as the driver. Well, we assume it's going to be Joey Logano as the driver, as Team Penske says they're working on extending his contract right now. But Shell Pennzoil is going to continue sponsoring the number 22 car for Team Penske for several more years to come. And the deal is for 30 races per year. And also, Shell Pennzoil is going to become the official fuel of the IndyCar Series. Both these are big pieces of news, because the key is that you've got a big company, one of the world's biggest oil companies, that is obviously very pleased with its involvement in racing, and so much so that they plan to carry that on into the future. You know, it seems like we've had some announcements of sponsorships that are leaving, like M&M's, for example, leaving the Joe Gibbs Racing Kyle Busch number 18 car, a longtime sponsor. It's been in the sport for since, I think, back in the 1990s, is going away. So that was a little bit discouraging. But here we have another longtime sponsor, been around for quite a while, that is obviously happy enough to stay. And anytime you can get something like that in a company that obviously loves its involvement in the sport and the associations it has from the sport, and they want that to continue, that's always a good sign for racing. It's an indicator that racing is on healthy ground, so to speak. So I think that's an exciting piece of news that we've got going forward here. And like I said before, Team Penske, after that announcement was made, came out and said that they are looking to extend the deal of Joey Logano. His contract is due to expire here in the very near future, and so that looks like it will get some job security for him again at another time where we're starting to see some of the drivers, the veteran drivers, not necessarily being forced out, but not having a place to go because the sponsorship's not there, and maybe because the team owners don't want to pay them what a veteran driver would be making, because they realize we can just go pluck somebody out of the trucks or out of the Xfinity series or from somewhere else like that and get them at a much cheaper price. So I know Logano is not necessarily the most popular guy in the sport, but he's been there for a while. He's a former Cup Series champion. So it's good that he has that assurance that he's going to continue to be around, and we'll see if maybe this leads to some other big signings or re-signings with some of the drivers whose contracts are running out or very close to running out going into the future. But for now, I think it's just an encouraging sign for racing. It doesn't really matter if you're a Team Penske fan or a Joey Logano fan or an IndyCar fan. The fact that you have a company that's excited enough about its involvement in racing to continue that involvement and continue it on a large scale. It's not like Pennzoil came out and said, we're just going to sponsor the 22 car for 5 races next year, 10 races or something like that. They gave a multi-year deal for 30 races a year, and also upping their involvement with the IndyCar series as well, which they sponsor a couple of Penske's cars, or at least they will be this weekend in the Indy 500. So it's just something that, you know, it got some coverage, but it's not necessarily the top piece of news out there, because the dollars and cents stuff's not necessarily all that sexy, but it's incredibly important. Sponsors are essential. You can't race without them. And so we have one here who's going to be with us for a good bit longer. But anyway, those are my thoughts on Shell Pennzoil re-upping its deal with Team Penske and increasing its involvement in IndyCar racing as well. Thanks for taking the time to listen. As always, thank you for checking in on InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com. We certainly appreciate that and hope that you'll continue to do so. But for now, I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend, keeping in mind what Memorial Day is all about, remembering those who sacrificed themselves for the betterment of this country. But until then, this is Richard Allen saying see you at the track.